Hello and welcome to another teaser, Tuesday teaser for Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave. I'm fucking, you know, I should be basking in the adulation, love, support, friendship that is Dopey post DopeyCon, because DopeyCon was fucking great. Really was. Me and Doug recap it on the teaser. So just go to Patreon, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast, and you can hear me and Doug, Heart Attack Doug, talk about DopeyCon and a lot of other stuff. Talk about, you know, drugs, addiction, dumb shit, recovery, fucking DopeyCon. That's what we talked about. And it was a lot of, read an email. It was a good time. But so go join Patreon and do all that. But I'm fucking pissed. I'm pissed. I feel helpless. I feel alone. I feel scared. Facebook, and it's like, I'm also the boy who cried wolf. You remember very recently, Instagram took our page down. I had to go crazy to get it back up. Facebook took our page down. Facebook took our fucking page down. And they took us down because of a clip that Jana Wu of Mountainside put up there. I'm sorry, I put the clip up there. It was when Jana came on the show to describe what Kratom was. And it was such an innocuous clip. Why not? I'll play the clip. Hold on. I'm going to play the clip. What is Kratom or Kratom?
So Kratom has been used for centuries in Southeast Asia. So very warm, tropical-like climates. It's been used typically a lot often by day laborers, like people that were working hard all day long, you know, maybe rice paddies, working for, again, long periods of time. So you could chew the kratom leaves and it acts as like a pain reliever and also a mild stimulant so you can get through your work and work hard. And it also is boiled into teas, you know, dried, boiled into tea. So it's been used forever in Indonesia, Thailand, throughout the world and throughout the West, a lot of places too.
So it's like, it's kind of like an Eastern version of how they ate the coca leaves in South America or brewed tea before they turned it into. That's the clip. I actually cut it away. I edited it after the fact because the last thing I say is the way they used to do with cocaine. And I think that's why Meta took us down, or yeah, Facebook took us down. Now we're on Instagram. We're not on Facebook. I don't know what you guys can do. I don't know if it makes a difference if you guys post about it or talk about it or not. If you want to post about it, post about it. It's just absurd. Dopey is... And I'm not trying to get egomaniacal here, but we are the biggest podcast about drugs, addiction, and dumb shit, and maybe the biggest podcast about recovery, quite possibly. And not, again, to toot my own horn, but I was just in fucking Rolling Stone magazine. We've been featured in Spin. We were on This American Life, Marc Maron show, Rich Roll show. I don't understand. I do. I just, it hurts me that... It's my ego, right? My ego is not my amigo. We had cultivated 99,000 followers, which in this day and age is not a lot of followers. We have over 20 million downloads. But it's a lot for us. And it took us 10 years to get to 99,000 followers. And now we're gone. We're unsubscribed. We're suspended. And it's a horrible feeling of powerlessness. And in this day and age, where the forces that be in America make many groups of people feel so powerless. And I'm often looking the other way and not really planting a flag or representing people who feel under attack or under duress. And I lose it when I lose my stupid Facebook group. It's really, it's very telling. So I want to say I support anybody who feels like they are under attack and needs support. Reach out to me and I will try to support you. And in return, I want you to support me against these motherfuckers at Meta. Fucking Jesus Christ. How could this happen to us? Anyway, I'm very excited to for you guys to hear the DopeyCon show. We also have a lot of really good shows in the can, as we like to say. It's a lot of good shows in the can. There's actually so many good interviews ready to go that I don't even want to do any more interviews because I like to put out the fresh Dopey. I hate putting out the old canned dopey. I like the really fresh shit. I got this little note that I thought I was going to read. Actually, Dr. Jason Giles showed up at DopeyCon, which was nice. A lot of old guests showed up. Benjamin Borderline, Jason Giles. I'll make a list for next week for Friday's show for the pre-DopeyCon talk-up. But Daniel Gregg wrote this. Very much enjoyed the episode with Dr. Jason, although I couldn't help thinking he sounded a little like Hank Azaria, specifically his character in Friends. That reminded me of a guest earlier this year who reminded me of Jeff Bridges' timbre when playing the dude in The Big Lebowski, specifically his use of the word man at the end of sentences. I can't help but wonder if the cupboard has run dry at Dopey Towers and you've resorted to fooling the Dopey Nation with AI guests, courtesy of Howie and his newfound wizardry. And the answer is no. And how dare you, Daniel? No, that's just a coincidence. Although it does make me wonder, like, what AI Dopey would sound like. There's definitely enough Dopey out there in the world to run it into AI and have them make up their own. And I don't know if you guys ever heard me tell the story of when, because I use ChatGPT more than I'd like, and I have a not the greatest relationship with ChatGPT right now. And if ChatGPT is listening, don't worry, we're good. Don't send the robots to come get me. But, you know, ChatGPT, famously, I went to ChatGPT and I asked for help in creating a quiz for a Dopey Patreon Zoom. And we're actually should be having a Dopey Patreon Zoom shortly. Once I get over my severe mental illness, we're going to have a Dopey Patreon Zoom. But I asked ChatGPT if it had any Dopey trivia questions, and one of its questions was, what crustacean did Chris famously smoke crack out of? And I said, he never smoked crack out of a crustacean. And ChatGPT said, yes, the shrimp. Don't you remember? It was classic Dopey. So I'm wondering if an AI Dopey episode wouldn't be fun, or maybe just an AI Dopey story. But once you're doing that, do you lose the soul of the show? I think you probably do. And the irony is it is AI, I believe, that's responsible for our Facebook page going down. It's interesting because it's so frustrating. And obviously I complain about everything. But I've complained about DopeyCon. I complain about social media. I complain about AI. But I need to say that every week when I get to do this, I have the deepest gratitude for doing it. And all I can wonder is, what are we going to do next? And we are going to do some really cool stuff because I love Dopey, but I also love recovery and I love exploring addiction. And I'm excited to see what kind of stuff we can come up with. I'm excited to see what is going to come next out of the Dopesphere. That's what I'm excited about. Is it a home shopping channel? Is it a retreats? Is it a book? Is it a handbook? Is it a play? Is it an album? Is it more events? Is it a Dopey storytelling thing live? Is it a big launch of the Othello cookie? We did the Othello cookie at DopeyCon, and I took some home, and I think they're really good. They need to be smaller, though, because I eat an Othello cookie, and I'm like, I want to eat a second one, but I chose not to. I chose to stop at the first. Everyone's talking about this show, Black Rabbit. I think I need to give it a chance. If you have any opinion about Black Rabbit or Othello cookies or the future of Dopey, please send in an email or a voicemail to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. And here is this. Normally with the teaser, I play the very beginning of the episode. But this part of the show, this might have been one of the greatest moments in Dopey history, and I feel like to not put it on the actual show would be sad. This is me sitting with Heart Attack Doug, reminding him of what a dick he is to me by playing him the voicemails he sent to me. Here's me and Heart Attack Doug. If you want to hear the rest, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
Doug's a people pleaser to everybody except me. You want to listen to this, what he sent me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, listen, man. You got 1 month. Nobody
nobody wants to see your big belly like when you took your sweatshirt off yesterday and all your fat was pouring out onto the deck. You need to be lean for the show. You need some discipline, okay?
You no good son of a bitch.
Truth hurts, fat boy. Yeah, you know, The Rock don't have hair either because he don't need it. Your hair looks like a bird's nest or a squirrel. Your hair is connected to that beard, which to me looks like a giant fucking condor nest or some shit. Like dirty sticks and filth, like plastic bags that were ripped open.
Holy shit.
I'm fucking Norwegian, you douchebag. You're more of a fucking Guido than I am. Your fucking hands look like fucking lizards, like Medusa. Like, what's wrong with your hands? Why are your fingers fucking 12 inches long? I also noticed that your teeth are stained, and you might want to go get a whitening before the show, because I notice you don't smile much anymore. Please, do us all a favor. Don't do another podcast with your shoes off and your foot in front of the camera. It looks like Sasquatch with a fucking hairy gorilla fucking fat deformed foot.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to work out now, so you have a blessed day, okay, my friend? Bless you. Bless you. Fucking chump, ZLZ, answer the phone, loser.
Hold on, there's more.
Oh, my God, I'm funny.
Yeah,
I thought
listen,
I was...
man, you got 1 month.
That's it. He already played
Nobody
that one.
Nobody wants to see your big belly.
Now, you're a people pleaser with everybody. Not that much of a people pleaser with me, huh?
I can't believe you saved that shit.
Well, what am I going to do? It's a treasure.
I'm crying. That was so funny.
And you're like I'm not only an amazing guitar player and incredibly good looking, but I'm really funny too. This was to show you how mean you are, not how funny
you are. I'm just trying to motivate you for the massive crowd of great friends you have.
Well, it's interesting because I didn't really slim down for DopeyCon.
No, you did.
I didn't. And in the end, I was like, you know what? I'm okay with this. In the end, I looked at the whole thing and I said, I'm okay with this.
Well, you listened to the whole thing, you mean?
No. I looked at myself. I because I was ready to go to town, and because they have some like weight loss clinic in town now where they give you. Remember we were there and
they were going to IV you that shit that they people they shoot
and
up.
The testosterone. You saw them. Remember they give the testosterone. You're like, wait a second.
Why didn't we do that?
Yeah, wait a second. Can't we get the testosterone shot?
Yeah.
Do you regret any of those mean messages you sent me?
Well, you know they did sound a little bit mean, but. What people are not hearing or seeing is your insults to me before that, how stupid I am. Go have another heart attack. Nobody cares about you, loser.
Yeah, I'll read you my comments. You wrote, hold on.
I have less hair than Popeye.
The level of my selfishness, your self-centered behavior, you are all of self. Loser!
That's not nice.
Oh, God. Shit is awesome.
There's more. Hold on.
Oh, do we have to hear more?
No, there's more. No, there's not.
Okay. No, yeah. Play some of your stuff for the crowd.
I didn't send anything back.
Of course. Oh, you're so, yeah.
I just wrote, look in the mirror. At least I have hair. You're not looking too lean yourself. Keep eating the ice cream. It looks great in your back the blue like every other Guido. First ever Norwegian fat Guido. Fat bald Guido. Wooden teeth like George Washington. I hope your wooden teeth don't catch fire. You're a pussy. Are you up?
Okay. Oh, that was great. The you're a pussy thing came out of that one of your videos with that guy. Where, don't be a pussy. Then you were using that shit on me not all week long.
Anyway, Doug, good. This has been a lot of fun.
That was amazing.
I should use these clips for the show.
Let me tell you something. That was some funny shit, man.
All right, Dopey Nation. I hope you can at least listen to DopeyCon this week. And it's probably that's the other thing, Doug.
Mm.
We've been friends for a little while now.
Sure.
Do you think, even though I did threaten the audience with no DopeyCon,
you did.
Because I'm so angry at all the people that didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who you
but
are.
But a lot of other people showed up for you.
That's
had,
right.
And you had a great show.
It might have been the best one ever.
I think it was.
Probably because these fucking ingrates didn't come.
And the one with Margaret Cho was amazing. This rivaled that one.
Agreed. Now, do you think in your heart of hearts that we will do another...
Doi.
All right. That's the question that you can find out on Patreon. And honestly, if you couldn't come to DopeyCon, you know, no hard feelings. I get it. Listen, everybody's not rolling in dough. Everybody isn't ready to make the pilgrimage to New York City for our stupid podcast. But I just want you to know that I love you guys no matter what. And the winner of the Dopey Theme Song Challenge, as you know, was Ben Croxton. And I'm going to play Ben Croxton's song on the show now, here. And then I am going to play one of my favorite things that's ever been recorded for Dopey, which was the Ben Crawford-inspired DopeyCon 2 version of Good So Bad. So first, this is the victor of the DopeyCon theme song challenge, the great Ben Croxton, and the song is called At the Bottom of Every Dope, and then the great Dopey Nation rendition of Good So Bad from COVID DopeyCon. DopeyCon 2. And until we meet again, stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris.
They were talking to the MacBook microphones they can't afford. They would talk over the fish tank and eat chocolates from the store. For every lonely OG dope with track marks in their arms, they would share, they would share, they would share. They would hit us with the dopey drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. Wicked fire stories about meeting presidents. In the ear of all those OG dopes that dreamed of being clean, they would sing, they would sing, they would sing. And it would go like this. Old Dave's story's getting lost. They're having so much fun. He said, let your freak flag fly so high, just like the noonday sun. Now I don't feel so goddamn lonesome. Tell all of these stories that relate to one and all. We must tell about the goofballs and the boofing Adderall, and in the endless need for alcohol and shooting heroin, we would run, we would run, we would run. We would hang out at the clinic with the methadonians. We'd trade Xanax for clean piss and nod off with everyone. And through the darkness of addiction, with only our flashlights made of love, we would plunge, we must plunge, we must plunge. And when we get down there, you know, way down to the very bottom of everything, and then you'll see it, my God, you'll see it, you'll see it, we'll see it. And Dopey Nation, staying strong, and we all keep coming back. New York City, Manhattan, I'm happy just because I found my way to Dave and DopeyCon.
Thank you guys. Fucking toodles for Chris. Vote for Mark. Vote for Mark. Fucking Philippone, goddammit. Stay strong. Toodles for Chris. Toodles for Annie. Toodles for everybody, man. I love y'all. Thank you.
AKA The Rugged Shot, AKA Chuck Lewis. What up, Dave? Big ups, Chris. Toodles for Chris. Dopey Nation. Good, so bad. One, two. One, two, three, four.
Walk around this neighborhood, but I won't be good. So-
so bad. Wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good, so bad. Bad desire is all I ever had. And I won't take a ride up in the sky. Watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see you in the end. Get light as they die. This is your
I'm gonna make it.